Good morning, everybody. We are going to continue on our studies of Erevin. Today, we are going to be doing Tevzayin Amud Aleph. So first, we have the last couple words on Tevav Amud Bet. We were discussing about a caravan and how it would make its walls for Shabbos versus Erev. So Tashma on the bottom of Tevzayin Amud Aleph. Is where we are right now. Tashma. Shira, Shachanta, Bibika, Vikiflub, Gmalim, Bukhafot, Bavitin, Bishlefin, Bikanim, Bukhot, Taltalim, Tokha, Bavachlo, Yehe, Ben Gamal, Gamal, Kamo Gamal, Benukok, Lokok, Kamo Kaf, Benavit, Lavit, Kamo, Kamo Abit. Okay, so there's a lot of terms here, which, I'll explain it using a picture actually. So here we go. So we have a caravan, and these are all the things that a caravan would often have with them. So let's talk about each of them, right? So first we've got there. So now it's time for Shabbos, and they want to make the camp. What they do is so they camp in a valley because that's the safe place to camp for Shabbos, and then they surround themselves with what they laid down. They had the camels sit down. So that's the living thing is part of the wall. Then we have the ukafot, which is their saddles, which you see that's the bet in the diagram. And then next to that they had the avitin, which is the cushions, which you see, like, if we're going to go around the circle, followed by the Shlifin, which is the wheat sheaves, which is basically this is packs of wheat that they would eat. Then we have kanim, which are boards, and kolchot, which are stalks. So you see what goes around. You see that they basically unpack their right. So then the board. I mean, there's no picture of the boards here, but you see that you see the kanim, kolchot over here, the tail, and although the bundle here or standing up, right? So those are the various things. They basically unpacked all of their wares, everything they had, and they circled themselves with it. Right, and in order for this to work, the important thing is that you have majority of the area being enclosed. Right, that's why you can't have the gap between the different walls being more than what the walls are made of themselves. So between each camel, the limit is the camel width. Between the saddles, again, you can only have saddle length width. And between the avit, which is like, you know, the cushions or the, you know, the seats you put on it, this is the same thing, the same limit. Okay, so now we're back to the question. So that case, does that support our question of does the breach have to be equal or slightly less than equal? So we say hakanami kishenechlo siyotze. Now there too, it's not considered to be to be a case proving for exactly one way or the other way, because if we say here it's the nichlos yotze, basically since you can remove and put back the various items, so that means that there must be a little bit more than the width of the item itself. So you can't say it's exactly equal. So we still don't know the case if you have exactly the same amount of things standing versus not standing. What the case would be. So now let's we're gonna try again to figure out what it is. So Tashma, Nimsenata Omer Shlosh Midot Machita. So now it seems that there are three different types of measurements that are relevant for when we're talking about walls. Kol Shu Pachot Mishlosha. So things that are less than three. Sarek Shihe Benzelza Shalohe. So there's three measures. So what? So what? So what now? So what? So the first one is the case of lavud, right? So if we have a gap between things, it has to be, right? The gap is less than three, right? So we're talking about in that case that if the gap is more than three for the case of lavud, right? That's what this whole case is about, and that's such as the size that a goat will be able to jump through it. That's a problem. So here it's saying that you make sure if the gap is less than three. Right, so that's where you can apply the lavud. That's one type of measurement that's relevant. One size. Okay, the next one is kol shehu shlosha u'mishlosha ad arba. Right, so the next, right, so again, so here, now we're looking at the bottom here. We're talking about the, right, so we had, so we're talking about, so all these cases are cases where we have various sets of boards lined up. So we're talking about the, you know, the kid goat jumping on through because your gap is too big. That's diagram number 224. And now moving on to the next case is between 3 and 4 is the next diagram 25. That's Sarit Shaloye Ben Zelazak Kimlo O Kaday Shaloye Parutzko made Vimaya Parutzko Rebel Almaid of Kineget Almaid Asur. So now we're stating that in the region between 3 and 4 tvachim wide, so you need to make sure that it's majority. Right, so now we can apply. So, right. So now you have the each board is sufficiently wide. Right. The boards are between 3 and 4, so then themselves in theory could be a standalone area. Right. We're not applying lavud to cover up the gaps in this case. But in this case, you still have to be careful of having more open than it is than is closed. Because once you have more more in the parts of the breach in the open than in the standing, then the problem is that even the wall, the beam, the various slats that are currently standing that are between 3 and 4 tefachim, they're as if they're not even there. So you're probably asking, what exactly does that mean? So we'll explain it by using the next one. Okay, explain what we mean by carrying across from it. So we'll see that in just a second. So, kol shehu arba'a, umi arba'a, ad aser amot. If anything is 4 tefachim wide until 10 amot wide, so rich shalihei ben zel zeh kimlo'o. You can't have a gap between it and the next area. It's more than it is. Shaloye hey parots gome. You can't have to be that majority is open and in breach as opposed to standing there with an actual wall. Vim haya parots gome. But if they're exactly the same, kineged ha'omed mutar. But if they're exactly the same, meaning once you have a board or wall of 4, and then you have a gap that's exactly equal in size, so corresponding to what's standing, right? That's considered to be a wall. So we see here in the number 210, right? So if you, let's say you have a, you have this and you have a big gap. So what happens is each individual, we don't have a continuous wall anymore. The gaps are too big, but behind each and every wall would be considered to be a valid differentiation. So for purposes, we say mutar versus us. Like, so can I get ha'mamed mutar? Can I get parts of source? We're talking about in kilayim that if you wanted to plant on the other side of it, so since the wall, you no longer have a full halachic wall running length, all you have is each individual small wall of the area between 4 and 10 and 4 tefachim and 10 amot. So exactly where the wall differentiates, you have a wall. But the area, the gaps in between are no longer considered to be filled in because it's not considered to be a full valid wall. The im haya.
Sorry, Rabbi. That's when the gap is more than 3 tefachim.
This is when the tefachim, when the gap is equal or larger than the wall itself.
But does it matter how wide the gap is?
Yes, if the gap is even no matter how big the gap is, once the gap is beyond the allowed gap length, the wall, everything, the wall that's at least 4 tefachim, like at least 4 tefachim wide, it's considered to be a valid freestanding wall, irrelevant to everything else around it. So that would mean that both sides on both sides, you can plant different different seeds or trees for the purpose of kilayim. So that answer the question?
I think so.
Okay. But if we have a majority of the walls, I mean, there's more walls overall on that whole side standing, or on the whole enclosure, depending on what you're trying to do. I got a parrot mutar. But if, let's say, the majority of it is closed in general, then that would mean that, assuming that none of the pirtzot, the breaches, are too large, then you could even plant corresponding to the breach, as seen in. We're still within diagram number 226. Just means that if it's supposed to being exactly even, or being a little too much of a gap, instead, if we had the walls were a little bit larger, and overall there was mostly wall, that would mean that now you plant on the entirety of both sides of the wall. Different things. Without worrying about running into kilayim issues, because this would be a sufficient wall. Okay, so we're using that to try and determine about the case of 50-50. Okay, so now when we continue with the last case, about we asked, is there a limit? Joel asked that, so we're going to answer, the Gemara is answering this question right now. If it's asur, if the breach is more than 10, then it forbids that area. Hayusham kanim hadokranim vaoselahen pea milmala afilu biyoter meyaser mutar. So if the gap is more than 10, then it's a problem because it's considered to be a breach. But if there were, pointed stakes in the ground, then all you had to do is put a pe'ah, a braid on top of them. And then even if it was larger than 10, it would be fine because that means that some sort of a string or twine on top here. So assuming you did that, right? So once you did that, now this becomes a sort of petach, and then we get we gain a lot more in terms of the distance. Okay? So now we're going to be examining that large Tosef we just quoted. So, Tani Mihat Resha, Mishlosh Avad Arba. So, in the first case, we're talking about between 3 and 4. Right, that's 220, picture 225. So in that case, so and there we say that between the area between 3 tzachim and 4 tzachim, as long as it's not, the difference between 2 and 2 is exactly the same, which would mean that if it's exact, it's a problem. And that's it's a question against Rav Papa. Amar l'cha Rav Papa, mine blew all. Nich nas biyotze. No, so we'll have the same interest as before. When we say milo o, we're saying it's as if you it's a little bit more than that, because it's as if you could have put in the exact same thing at the same time and pulled it out. And in order for that to be the case, there has to be a little bit more than that exact width. Okay, now we start with Meditani, and this also you can infer from other parts of the Tosefta. Imaya parut murbal omeid, the case where it's majority in breach. So let's try another way. So if the breach is more than that which is standing, again, this is in the case 2, 3, and 4, then even the place where it is standing is asur. But that would imply that if it is exactly the same amount in breach, that it should be mutar to carry the whole in the whole area. Therefore, if it's equal, that means if they're exactly equal breach to the place that's to what's standing, then we should be fine. Right, that's the proof from there. Therefore we can prove Rav Papa then based on this. Shouldn't we say that this thing is directly in support of Rav Papa and against Rav Huna, who says that it would be no good. So Amar says that it's good. So Amar Lach, Then according to you, we've got a problem with the last part of the Tosefta. Im haya omein meruba alaparos. If there was more standing than there is in breach, kanegad aparos mutar. Then even according to the breach is mutar. Ha kaparos usor. That implies that if they're exactly the same, then it would be usor to carry according to the breach, which would mean that it's like me. That when it's exactly the same, then you can't carry. So then we've got a problem. Because now, save a kashler of Papa, raise a kashler of Rage Rabbi Yeshua. So now we have the first half is difficult for a Papa, the last half is difficult for a Papa, and the first half is difficult for Rabbi Yeshua. So now we're going to try and fix that. So save father of Papa Lokasha. So the latter half, quarter of Papa, isn't a problem. I did the Tana Resha Parat Rubal Omeid. So say we probably solve that as follows. Since in the beginning, half of the statement, the former clause, it says the parts are well made, that it is more in breach than that is standing. Therefore, it parallels language and Tana Seifa, Omed Rubal Parus. And that's why the Seifa says standing more so than the breach. So that is not necessarily to teach. So that would mean that the same halakha applies in the latter case as the former case, and that therefore it supports me. And that's why the language is parallel, not for the diuk that Rabbi Yeshua was trying to say. Rachel Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua Lokasha. So Ravuna can have a similar support for it to explain why the first half is as it says. I didn't advise making a safe omen brubala parut tanaresha parut brubala omen. So he says, no, it's the other way around. Is that the real mate case is the real case we're learning from is the latter half of the Tosefta. And then for the Resha is simply paralleling the latter half. So therefore that's why it's imprecise. But really, the latter and the former case are the same. So Bishlam, so now we're gonna try and see who's really right. So Bishlam or Papa, Mishum Haki Lo Arev Lu, Batanilu. This works according to Rav Papa, who allows you to carry, who say that it's that you're allowed to carry in the case where they're equal, because he simply says that why in that case couldn't you carry? Because that's sufficient, that parallel language is enough of a reason why he taught in two separate clauses. Right? So that's why it's two separate Ilra of Yeshua. Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua, Lirvinhu, Litnu. But according to Rav Yeshua, why didn't he teach it in one statement? Why did he break it in half? Kol Shehu Pachot Vishlosha, Ushlosha, anything that's less than three and three. Tariq Shaloye Haven, Zelazah Shalosh. Should have simply said, if it's both cases saying that it would be no good, it simply should have said. If any time when the board itself, things you're making your wall out are less than three tefachim wide, or even three tefachim wide, then they need to be, there should be no difference between the two of them. And then that'll be it. Why did he formulate it in two different ways? So, Mishum Dolo Dami Psul the Reish Psul the Seif. No, because the reason why it's so good in the first part of the Tosefta versus the latter part of the Tosefta is different. The problem in the first part is Kadesh Shalois the Kher Hagdiva Vatachat. Right? No, there's two different reasons for each psul. That's why it has to state, even though it sounds like it's the same svara, but it's not. Because the first time when we're saying why it's no good, it's because of Shalois the Kher Hagdiva Vatachat. So that the goat, right? Diagram number 224, we're worried about that guy getting on through. But on the other hand, but in the latter half, why is the enclosure no good? So that you don't have the breach being equal to that which is standing. So now we've established actually that we can't determine on the equivalent case based on whether it's based on that. So now we're going to try figuring something else out. So try to explain a little bit more about this Tosefta, which tells us a lot about the laws of lavud and walls and how much is standing versus not standing. So, okay, so now Pako Mishlosh Shemani. So who's the opinion we're talking about when it's less than where the breach is less than three? Rabbanan he. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Amri Pako Mishlosh Amrin Lavud. Because the opinion of the Rabbanan says if it's less than three, you can say Lavud. Shlosha Amrin Lavud. But if it says less than three is Lavud, three or more. But yeah, you can't say Lavud anymore. So, Amosay, Vakol Shehu Shlosha, Mishlosha Vad Arba. All right, so then why don't they, so why didn't it say, whatever it is, three, and then it's three until four. Atal Rishma Gamliel, Damar Pacham Arba Lavud. So then it should have, so, right? So, but the thing is, if that's the case, then why are you talking about the case between three and four? Because according to the Rabbanon, there's none. For the case of four, it appears to be the for the Rabbanon, there less than three is lavud and more than that is no good. So there's no interim case of three to four. So here Rabbanon Mishlosha V'Arba, Shlosha V'Arba Chadhu. They're saying the whole region between three and four is all considered to be no good for the Rabbanon. So there's no such thing as, you know, the exact why would you be talking about from three and then three plus to four? Seems to be the language seems to be imprecise. It's actually Rabbanon's opinion. So is it really all Rabbanon's opinion? So Amar Abaye, Midrash Rabbanon Sifan Amar Rabbanon. Right. So Abaye says if the first part is the Rabbanon, then so too is the latter half of the Braita. So umodu rabbanan the kol mishrei kinegdo. So and the rabbanan agreed to allow that which is standing across from it. Iika makam arba kashiv v'ilo lo kashiv. Right. So we talked about before about the about the freestanding wall. So the rabbanan agreed that if the case is, that you're right between three and four, the rabbanan don't really have an opinion. But if it's four. Right, so the first, so there's three. There's three half parts of the statement. There's from the zero to three cases, the three to four cases, and the four to ten cases. So the zero to three is according to the Rabbanon, and the four to ten is according to Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon also agree that if it's four tefachim until ten amot, that it's considered to be a wall. But if it doesn't hit that, then it's not considered to be a wall. So, correct. So, on the other hand, so that's one way to explain that the entirety of the Tosefta follows the Rabbanan. But now, Rava's coming in arguing with Abaye and says, "V'yaseifar Mishmei Gamliel, Reishan Avir Mishmei Gamliel." Since the latter half is talking about Mishmei Gamliel, so too for the first half. "Chi Amar Mishmei Gamliel, Amir Lavud Hani Mili Lamala Ava Lamata Havilei K'mechitza Shikdim Bokim Ba." So we know that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that Lavud is four, and the only case where he says three is by when it's the case of Gedim Balkimba, which would work very well for him because in the latter part of the Tosefta that's talking about from four till ten, which sounds like his opinion, and we discussed a couple days ago that the that he also says the case of when it's towards the ground that Yadim Bokimba still applies. So he still has a concept of three. So maybe the whole thing is according to Remission Megamliel. So now we're trying to figure out who is it in accordance with. Tashma. Mithfano halalo shurvam tachim achalonot mutar. So a wall that is made of a majority of windows and entrances and windows is you're allowed to carry then. But the only thing to be careful of is that there's more walls than there is empty space. So now we're back to where before we dealt with the Tosefta and everything about the Tosefta. Now we're trying to figure out the issue with size of the gaps. So, Sharuban Sagadadech. Wait, so what do you mean by Rub? Does it really mean majority? Ella Shariba Behem Tachim Vachalanot Mutar Uvad Shehei Omen Ruba Al Parot. So when it says majority, what does it mean to say? Is it really a case where the majority isn't actually standing? Rather, it means that even if there's many windows and entryways, as long as majority is standing, is considered to be is standing versus parot, that's what matters. So again, that's majority. Hakah parot asur. But if it was exactly the same, it'll be a problem. You have to do papa's yipta, which means that papa's wrong, because we're here saying that exactly is no good. He doesn't talk about to do papa. And so as in, right? So now it's in this disagrees. And then the Hilva talk about Tidra Papa, yet, and the Hilacha is like Rapapa. So now Kumar's like, Siyufta, Hilta, wait, how could we just refute it and then conclude like Rapapa? Like, how does that work? In Mishum the Daikim Anitin Kavate. Right. You're right. This Tosafta that we just quoted goes against him. But why do we still follow him anyways? Because there's a Mishnah that supports him. Tidnan, who stated and learned in the Mishnah, Lo Yehu Pratzoy Yeter Al Binyan, Haka Binyan Muchar. Because there's another Mishnah that states that you shouldn't have more breaches than there are standing. Haka Binyan Muchar. But if it's exactly the same, that would imply that it's Muchar. And therefore, we will be back to a case where it is kosher again. Okay? So now the next Mishnah is going to continue on with the case of, with more cases of Lavud. This is also very, this is relevant if anybody's, trying to plan out their sukkah. This is, for this coming year, this is relevant for you.
So Rabbi, just to conclude the previous piece. So we're saying the maskana is that 50-50 is good, and you don't need more omed as opposed to breach.
Like, yes,
that's according to Rav Papa, not Rav Huna.
Correct.
Okay, just want to get it straight. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Yes. At the end of the day, there's still which we'll get to in a bit. There's a question of the Gemara will talk about something called Efshar L'tzamtzem. Is it actually possible to determine things precisely? Can you ever find a case where it's exactly 50?
Right.
50-50, so we have to determine whether or not that's possible to find. We'll get to that muscle out of Efshar L'tzamtzem later. But yes, assuming you can create the situation, it'll be fine and pass like a papa.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So Akiva Shlosha Khabal Zel Malizah, the Zel Malizah, Bavat Shlo Hey Bechabel Lachabiro, Shlosha Tzachin. So now you're building, you want to build a wall out of rope. So you can do it with three of them. As long as the gaps between one rope and the other rope is less than three tzachin. Shiur kavalim v'ovyan yatral tavach kedosh kedei shehei hakol asara tzachin. So that would mean that the combined width of all the ropes must be more than a tefach, because otherwise you wouldn't hit 10 tefachim in total. Makivim makanim, and also said you're going to do it by doing it with reeds instead, or with boards. Mavachli hey ben kanel kanechaviro shol tefachim. Right, so you do the same thing with sticks or boards, as long as the gap between them is also less than three. Right, so again, so the first get kavalim is diagram number 228. Then the six is diagram 229. Right? And so both of those vertical horizontally, so make sure you have the right, you don't have two big gaps. So now the question is, when do we allow you to do these sorts of things? So Bishayara Dibru, Rabbi Yehuda says, all we said before about allowing you to do this string wall or this stick wall, it's only in the case of a caravan, right? A shara, it's like a special kula for a shara. Right? The Chachamim say, no, they didn't talk about the case just for a caravan. They were talking about for everybody in general cases, right? Hove, in the present reality. Okay? So now there's another opinion. Kol mechitza she'ena shal shativ v'shal erev en mechitza divir Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, and then, in the son of Rabbi Yehuda, he says that if you didn't both have it horizontal and vertical, right, that's diagram number 230, and it is no good. And then you can't have it only be vertical or be horizontal; it needs to be both. Oh, Chacham Omrim, Echad Mishedarim. The Chacham say no, either vertical or horizontal. There's no need to have it crisscross. All you need to do is make sure that we're basically doing love all the way across, whether vertical or horizontal. Gemara, Amar Hanuna, Amarav, Harei Amar Omid Ruba Laparos Bishdi Havei Omid. So Rav Huna said in Marav, they said that if you have the majority stand more standing than in breach, when you're talking about in the vertically, right? That's when it's good, right? So we see the case, right? The case you see there of the sticks seems very clear that, right? That majority a gap, but we allow it to work. So that's by means of lavud for the parts that are all made. So, but as in by Rav Hamnuna, but Erev Ma, it's a Shati Erev, right? Shati is vertical, and Arev is horizontal. So, but as far as that's what the actual terms technically mean, which is Shati means the warp, and when it says Arev, it means the wolf. So that's if anybody here has ever, you know, happened to have learned how to weave clothing with a loom, that these would be familiar terms. If not, that's okay.
So some of the information today is useful, some less so.
Yes. So then, right, so it's useful to know kind of how it's saying, you know, if you're saying, you know, port and stern on a boat, which ways they mean. But as in, like, you can also say, but in this case, vertical and horizontal is easier, so I'll be translating those terms as that, just so we don't get confused. Because we're not currently dealing with, we're not currently in the Mishnah of Shabbos dealing with weaving. So, Amar Abai, which way is it? So do we apply parts of Balamed only vertically or horizontally as well? And also again with Lavod vertically or horizontally. So now we're trying to find proof. So Abai says, Tashma. Shurkum Alimbo Bion Yatar Al Tefach, Shiu Hakol Atzer Atzvachim. So we're learning that based on the Mishnah that that the Chavalim must be all together, one tefach and a little more than tefach. So that way, all together, we'll end up having more than 10 for the height. V'i'ita lamali yeter al tefach. So if we really thought that parutz merbal omed is fine, then what do you need that extra tefach for? Le'abed pachot mishlosha v'chevel mashu. Pachot mishlosha v'chevel mashu. Pachot me'arba chevel mashu. Instead, couldn't you simply build it differently? You'll have it slightly less than 3, slightly less than 3, slightly less than 4, and then slightly less than 3. In terms of, right, so let's see, here we go. That's in the... Here, so in case of here. So that would be... these don't have the exact... Basically, it would be... So you'd have 3... where the aleph is, and where the next aleph is, that'll be 4, and then 3 on the bottom, right? So why don't you simply do that? So why couldn't you do that instead? So, why would you think if you had one of the gaps was 4 and we had very thin strings, how would that ever work? Right, how could that possibly work to do it that way? Whoever said that if it's less than 4, then this is going to work, between 3 and 4, who says that's what that works? If you want to say that the bottommost part is 4, then we've got the problem of that's where the goat's coming right on through. And if it's the uppermost part, then we've got the problem with the air coming through from this side and that side, and we're also stuck. If you want to say it's the middle, in the middle section, then we have the problem of there being majority standing versus that which is in breach, but the breach is bigger than that which is standing on both sides, which is a problem. So shmat mina omed mur bal parz v'shed rochot have omed. So then we should have learned that from there, that if you have omed mur bal parz, even though the gap is wider than the walls, then it should be fine. So Ella, so but that's not the case, right? So Ella, Rahamuna has it come by. That is what it means to say. Kigon de'aiti machzela dehave shiva umashu. Rather, one brought a mat that was seven and a little bit. Okay, so that's here we go. That's diagram number 234. Okay, so before again, they were saying the problem of the issue is the middle one's too big. That means that it is greater than the surroundings. Now we have a case basically where you have a we've got a total tenfachim. We hang a mat at seven and a little bit in the middle there. Okay, so that way we'll have a breach on the bottom that is less than three. So therefore the goats aren't getting through, and then we're cutting a hole in the middle. In the middle there, that's three. So, okay, so let's read through the, we're now reading through it inside. To go into Aitim Machatzel, Tabe Sheva Mashu, so you've got the mat that's seven and a bit. Bachakak Bashal Shan, you cut out in the middle towards the bottom, a gap of three. Ushavak Bar Ba Mashu, and you left on the top is four and a little bit. Ukme Bachot Mishlosha. And the whole thing is standing less than three above the ground. Will that work or not? Ravashi, Amar Machitza Tluya Ibaile. So Ravashi says we got a problem here in terms of about Mechitza Tluya. Kigvav Minei Rabbi Tavla Merav, as Rabbi Tavla asked from Rav, Mechitza Tluya Mahu Jatatir Bechorba. The question of Mechitza Tluya, does it work or not? If you've got a hanging wall, is that a sufficient wall? So Amar Lei, and Mechitza Tluya Materet El B'mayim. And we said that if it's Mechitza Tluya, i.e. it's exactly three on the bottom, that only works for water. Kal shu akil chamim mayim, right? That the whole fact that you can have a wall that doesn't reach the bottom, we only allowed that to work for water, nowhere else, right? So how are we saying that? If it's actually the gap here is three, if the gap on the bottom is three, right? That's 235. Gap on the bottom here is three or more. How would you say that ever works? So, So therefore we say that if you're going to be doing the case, you can't have anything being larger than three. Or at any point, whether it be on the bottom, the middle, the top segment, I mean, when you're doing your love with strings. Nowadays, actually, there's a different problem that often comes up because you have to be careful about, the shita of Rav Chaim Na and the Chazon Ish. So actually, if anybody has any of those, the metal pop-ups, the metal sukkahs that come with the straps, you'll notice that they're actually not doing three strings. They're actually typically doing four or five, because they're counting the bottom, the pole on the bottom. They're counting also the middle pole also. So the way they work it out is that basically you end up being, you have strings with distance from each other that the distance between them is less than the distance of Rav Chaim Na'e, but the total amount covered is greater than that of Chazon Ish. So, just a fun note, if anybody ever notices that on their sukkah, they have one of those metal sukkahs with the canvas wraparounds. But for exactly how to do it in your particular case, please consult for the details of a particular sukkah. That's just a fun side note. Okay. So now we're back to now we've established the size of the gaps that we're allowed to have. So now we're going back to the Mishnah about the case of if you're surrounding it with the reeds or the sticks. So Makiva Mekani. Bishari in Biachid Lo. So wait, is this only allowed for a caravan, or can everybody do it? Hatanya Ryuda Omer, call Mechitza Shabbat Lo Itir Liachid Yoter Metzatayim. So what's it talking about? So didn't we learn in Brachta that all the walls of Shabbos only work for an individual's area? If the area is more than Beis HaTayim, right? So that would imply that Rabbi Huda allows these things to be used for everybody, not just for Shara, even less than for two, than for HaTayim. Meanwhile, the Mishnah seems to say that he's saying that these don't work. So what's going on here? Kedama Rav Nachman Vitim Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. It's either Rav Nachman or Rav the son of Abaye stated. Lo nizrach ha'ela l'tein lehen kol sarkan. Hachanami l'tein lehen kol sarkan. Rather, Yehuda's, they're saying that Rav Yehuda's, I can say something else. He's stating that that his statement is meant to be helpful for the caravan, but it wasn't really meant to be addressing the case of Andreas besides just the caravan. So you shouldn't say that bring contradiction for something that's not talking about a caravan because he wasn't talking about anything besides just a caravan. He said, "Itmar derav nachman itamar bibi barabi barabai." So where do they? So where is what they say stated that the point of Rabbi Yehuda is to support the caravan, not to exclude the individual? Aha, something based on the Mishnah, where it states, "Kol mechitza she'ena shel shati ve'erev ena mechitza." Very Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. So we learn about the Mishnah, which states that any wall that is not vertical and horizontal is considered to be a wall. That's Rabbi Yosi, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So where does that come from? So Mia Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Hachi. When does he say that? Hatanya Echayachiv Echad Shiar Al Chavolin. Didn't he say elsewhere that Raita? So that whether for individual or a share, they can use ropes. Ma ben yachid a share. So the difference between an individual's walls and that of a caravan. Yachid notin lo beitz hatayim. Shnayim notin lahen beitz hatayim. Shlosh nasu shiar of notin lahen ad lahen beitz shesh. So basically, the question is how much area you're allowed to enclose. So if it's one or two people, you get until beitz hatayim's worth. But if there's three, if they become a caravan, you get up to six beitz. The very Rabbi Yosi here. That's his opinion there. They get the whole area that they're allowed to, but how much they need for the purpose for their needs, that's how big they get. The main point is that as long as there will not be an unoccupied place and it's within it that's beit satayim. Right, so that's what the total area is, just so you can't have, you know, like, let's say most of them had an immense amount of stuff. So it will be fine as long as you don't leave a gap in the middle of the area where you're laying out your stuff that's more than a beit sa'a. So, Amar of Nath, Mavi Timur, Bibi, Barabaye, Lonizurka, Ali, Tim, Lahan, Kol Sarkan. Right, so rather, what is the purpose of that whole Mishnah? So that's why they say that it's what. That's where Rav Nachman and Rav Bibi initially stated that the purpose of the wall limitations is talking about giving them enough space for whatever they need. Darsh Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. So now we've got another statement that like some Rabbein about the limited the maximal distance for that to enclose. So Yachid Notin Lo Beitz HaTayim. Individual gets two Beitz HaShnayim Notin Lo Beitz HaTayim. Two people get. Beitz HaTayim, Shlosh, Anath, Ushar, Mitlein, Beit Shesh. And if there's three, then they get six. They become a caravan, they get six. They get a total of six Beitz HaTayim. Right? So, Shavakat Rabbanav Avdavavad Tekrab Yosef Rehuda. Wait, so does that mean, did you just state that we don't follow the Rabban anymore, and instead we're following Rabbi Yehuda. So instead we darsh as follows. Hadar Ukim Rav Nachman Amora Alei Vidarash. He said Rav Nachman said he made a mistake and had somebody help him explain. Darim Shamarti Lifnechem Ta'ud Hein Beyadi. I made a mistake. Ram Kacha Amru. This is what it should have stated. Yachid not no Beitz HaTayim. Individual gets two Beitz HaTayim. Shnayim notin lahen beitz hatayim. Two people they also get beitz hatayim. Shlosha nazo shev not lahen kol sarkan. Right, and three. Right, it's not that they get six. Rather, instead they get as much as they need, and that's that. Okay, so we're gonna pause here, and then tomorrow we're gonna analyze this statement here about whose opinion is the limit of distance. So to summarize, today we covered talking about a shara and a caravan and its encampment, as well as and parts of Rubel Omed, majority standing, parts of Rubel Omed and Omed Rubel parts, you know, majority standing versus minority standing, right? Whether the majority of stuff is in breach or not in breach. We also discussed how we deal with leveled walls, walls of strings, walls of sticks, and the gaps in between. We discussed about the area paralleling and maximal size. And then we started talking about the maximum area that you could enclose and still consider it to be a Rishud Yachid, based on the number of people as well. So that's it for today. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask them. If anybody has to go, that's it for today.
All right, thank you.
Right there.